You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby. Thunder, bringing it to you live in West Monroe from the one and only Riser Middle School. I'm at Riser Middle School. They're about to start a press conference. The Battle of the R taking place next week. The inaugural Battle of the R. We'll have to see what that is. Coach DJ Davis, my co-host for the summer, his team has got this started, so the two teams will be going back and forth. Trying to see who can win this trophy each year. They had a nice trophy built. You can see it on my Facebook page. And somebody built them a nice wooden trophy, and then the kids painted it. It's half red and half blue. Blue for Riser Middle School and red for Richwood. And the winner gets to keep it till the next year. It's built on a nice stand. So we'll see. John Tabor, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for being here tonight.
Yes, sir.
I just want you to know Kramer has the book. Harry Carey.
Negative. I have the book.
Oh, you have the book. All right. So it's pretty old, but it's well taken care of, and it's now yours to read and pass on to whomever you choose. Absolutely. Okay. Just before we get started, because it's going to be probably a little bit before I get some of these guests, we're going to talk to both head coaches from Riser and Richwood. We're going to talk to the principals and to a couple of players, get these guys some exposure. Like we talked about last week, this is where it starts. Just prior to them getting into high school, all these high school stars that we're watching every week, they come from somewhere. And Riser Middle School is a big feeder into West Monroe, along with Woodlawn and West Ridge and Good Hope. But John Tabor, Saturday, you had kind of a long day, didn't you, sir?
Somebody's got to do it, so.
I can't complain, you know. I got compensated for it and got to listen to a good victory by the dogs, so it's all in a day's work.
You were there that morning. I know you were there for the Nick Brown show and everything that followed, and then I listened to as much as I could of Nitz and Teddy Allen's broadcast, and I was surprised that y'all never cut away to music and let music play or anything, but they did a good job of keeping it going. Malcolm and Teddy Allen and Dave Nitz. Teddy can talk a blue streak, so it's never a problem for running out of content with Teddy around. So that was a good thing, though. But you're right. It was a good win for the dogs. You got to work that game, I'm sure. What time did you actually leave the station?
I got out of the station about 1:30, and I told Teddy that evening that he certainly earned his paycheck and that the other three fellas, including the engineer, earned theirs listening to him. So, but those guys did a great job. That's a long time to just talk 5 hours about nothing, but they did a great job doing it, and again, it helps when the dogs come out and take care of business like they should.
Absolutely. Great weekend all around. ULL, of course, ULM got it handed to them, facing a very probably ticked off Oklahoma team after losing that opening game of the weekend, the previous weekend, to Houston. But the Bulldogs pulled it off, LSU pulled it off, and Grambling, what a weekend. I mean, up 21-3. You know, Arizona may have been struggling, but in the end, when it comes down to it, a team like Arizona is going to have more depth than you, is going to be they're just going to have more players that can come out and play no matter what, and Grambling doesn't have enough of them. That quarterback for Grambling, though, I'm wondering, I have to do some research, but I have to figure out how many Power 5 players are on our area teams. Somebody was talking to me about the fact that it might be funding, a funding issue. I'm not so sure. You know, they're talking about TOPS. You know, TOPS is only in Louisiana. I'm sure other states have similar programs. But if some of those are going away, I'm not sure that the reason for Power 5 transfers to Group of 5 schools has very much to do with funding at all. But that is a topic for research and for another show. If it sounds kind of strange, I'm in the hallway outside the gymnasium where they're holding the press conference. And they had me set up in the gym at first, and I said, well, I really don't think I'm going to be able to talk while y'all are holding a press conference. So we moved out to the hallway. Want to thank our newest broadcast partner, our title partner, Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Cypress Bend Apartments. I'm sorry, CypressBendProperties.com. Want to thank, as always, Car King. You can join us on the Car King hotline and the text line at 888-993-7762. Got Coach DJ Davis walking around over here. Going to get a quick word from him before he gets in there.
DJ. Hey.
Yo, DJ.
What's going on, B?
All right, so I know you got to get back in there. Y'all fixing to make your announcements.
That's correct.
You got both coaches here, right?
That's correct.
Both principals?
That's correct.
All right, and we're going to be hearing from them. So tell me just in a nutshell real quick, what's happening tonight?
Tonight, the Battle of the Art press conference, we're doing a big introduction or just highlighting the game tomorrow between Riser Middle and Richwood Middle. And we're using this as a way to get the community involved and also give these guys an opportunity to feel like they're the big dogs. You know, press conference, interview, questions. We got the news star. We got ESPN here, KTVE, and we got a lot of family, friends. And just an opportunity for them to get that experience.
Okay. And at what point are you guys going to kick it? I mean, I know y'all just started, but tell me a little bit about the community and how the community is going to be involved.
Community going to be involved because we're giving them a chance to come in and talk and meet the players, more like a meet and greet. Get them the chance to ask questions that are relevant to them as a community, and also give us a chance to show the community that the schools are open. And just want to make it an open door policy. You know, we want the communities and the schools to almost be jailed together as one, to where there's no separation between the schools and the community.
Okay. All right. Well, John, we're going to jump to our first break. It's a little bit early, but let's go ahead and take a quick break. I want to give a shout out real quick to the folks at Coast Professional, especially Jennifer, for listening in with us and being a supporter of the program. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
Yes, sir.
An investment in your business because you know what you're investing. You invest your time, you invest your energy, and you invest in building relationships that last. But does your bank? At First Guaranty Bank, we understand you're not just securing your finances, you're securing your family and the financial future for everyone who depends on your success. And it's our job to help you get there. First Guaranty Bank is now offering fixed rates as low as 4.5% for highly qualified commercial applicants with a 7-year term on commercial real estate secured loans. Contact your local branch today for details on additional rates and programs to suit your financial needs. Or visit fgb.net for a branch location near you. With 21 statewide locations for fast and easy peace of mind, we are First Guaranty Bank, your relationship and business lending bank.
All loans subject to collateral requirements, underwriting, creditworthiness, and bank approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Special Olympics of Northeast Louisiana provides athletic competition and year-round sport training for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. It gives them the opportunity to develop fitness, demonstrate courage, and experience the joy of competing. For more information, go to www.laso.org or call 1-800-345-6644.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
I didn't know that as I got older, my body changed the way it processed medications. I learned the hard way, but you don't have to. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the prescription medications you take and never mix alcohol with your medications. For more information, call 1-800-662-HELP. There's no better time to ask the questions that could save your life. That's 1-800-662-HELP. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7. As always, we're brought to you by DBAT of Monroe for all your baseball, softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com. We're joined right now by Richwood Middle School Athletics Director, Brian Shaver. Brian, tell us a little bit about your hopes for this endeavor. I know these two schools are getting together. You don't see this much on the middle school level, but I know it's going to promote some interest and both something for the parents and the community of these two middle schools to rally around.
Well, thank you for giving us the time this evening. One of the things we want to do is, I believe, middle school and education, it should be an experience, and it should be an experience for these young men. Some of them will go on to play high school, college, and we never know professional ball, but then again, some of them this may be the end of the road. So what we want to do is show them, just give them opportunities to have some fun while they're in middle school.
Okay. What is your goal for your community? I know this year the game is here at the ranch, and so what is your goal for your community surrounding this game?
The goal for the community is to, we want to reach out to our community and bring them in to support this program physically with their presence and also ultimately, financially. A lot of our students are not in the best situations, so we also need our community to support these programs. So by coming out and coming to the games, and it gives the community something to feel good about and to rally around. A lot of these kids have played against each other for a long time, and the community members know each other. So it's just a good fit, and it's a win-win for us all.
Now, you don't see this much at the middle school level. When you were first approached about it, what was your first thought?
Great idea. Because Coach has some great ideas, and I'm trying to do the same thing. We're trying to continue to build programs that are successful, that are doing well, and we want to do some more, to help these students, to help this community. So it was a great idea, and I was on board from the moment he brought it up.
What do you hope your students, you got two different sides here. Mm-hmm. You've got the students with the community support. Mm-hmm. You've got the players mm-hmm. that are going to say, we've got something else to play for. We're going to get some exposure. What do you hope that your students will gain from this?
One of the things, I'm a eighth grade English teacher. So one of the things I want them to gain from this is this whole experience. It's about presentation for the four that were selected to participate in the press conference. It's something for the other team members to see and for our sixth and seventh graders to strive for. So hopefully they will, and when we go back, We're going to talk about this and what they saw, what they learned, and that whole experience, because they see it on TV all the time. But just to be a part of it is I think, what we really want them to do. And hopefully they will grow and want to do something like this. They will also see radio. They also see all of the everything that's involved in putting something like this together. So there are careers all around here.
Right, absolutely. So we've got radio here tonight, TV, and newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Three things they probably need to stay away from if they ever want to make money. But let me ask you, so I'm going to throw this way off balance here.
Mm-hmm.
You're an 8th grade English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get our country, this is outside of racial lines or anything,
mm-hmm.
how do we get our country back to speaking proper English? My dad never finished the 7th grade. But he spoke the King's English, and mm-hmm. it was important to him that his kids be educated. How do we get America back to speaking proper English?
In the classroom.
In the classroom.
And it starts in the classroom, and I will be honest with you that one of the things that I always talk to my students about is, when you're in my classroom, this is the way we speak English, okay? We're proper, we enunciate, we do that, and I tell them, at home, I understand this, it may be a bit different, and I understand that. However, but when we step in here, and I'll try to tell them that when you step into that job and things of that nature later in life, you're going to have to learn how to speak the King's English, so to speak. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, I think it starts in the classroom. Teachers have to be held accountable for that. As a teacher, I will say that.
Yeah, and my wife's a teacher, and I think teaching, and I know I'm way off subject here, but you threw me, you know, you're five and you said you're an 8th grade English teacher, so one of the things that drives me crazy is just how do people, it seems like they get out of high, they graduate high school and they still don't know how to speak a complete sentence, but I know that just like any other subject, it has to be reinforced at home.
It does, and that comes from parents staying involved in their child's education, showing up on those parent nights and going and speaking to their teacher and learning some tips how to help their children. For example, I tell my parents, when your child comes home, ask them, what did they do in school today? Don't let them say, we did a little bit of this. I said, let them be specific. And those type of things. And that's how, once you start reinforcing that, then if you go ask the child, they'll know. I can't stop right here. I have to deliver a complete thought.
Yeah, and I apologize for getting off subject.
That's
there,
okay.
Off subject, but back to this. It looks like there's a good crowd here. We've got parents and family. We've got cheerleaders from both teams.
Yes.
Looks like we may even have some dance members from both teams here. This is a good start.
It is. And if I may, I'd like to also thank our principals, my principal, Mr. Orlando Fremont, and Mr. Lloyd from Riser for allowing us to do this. Because without their permission, this does not happen.
Right.
And also, you know, Ouachita Parish.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Brian, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to come over here and talk to us. We're going to grab another break. When we come back, more from the Battle of the R at Riser Middle School in sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
When I got hurt in an accident, I didn't know how I would take care of my medical bills. I took out loans, borrowed from friends and family, but the bills kept piling up. That's when a friend told me to call attorney Bobby Manning. Bobby fought hard for me. He helped make things right. I'm so glad my friend told me to get Bobby.
I'm attorney Bobby Manning. If you've been involved in an accident, don't delay. Call me today.
Attorney Bobby Manning, office in Monroe. Call 324-1411.
Train like a pro at ProSource Speed and Agility Academy, located at 1410 Natchitoches Road in West Monroe. Join us for classes age 5 and up, adult boot camps, and personal training with certified speed coaches. Grand opening is October 3rd at ProSource Speed and Agility Academy, 318-348-9603.
Shop the market at Log Cabin. Just grilling? We have seasoned ribeyes, hand-cut steaks, marinated boneless stuffed chicken, boudin, and more. Love those cabin favorites? Take and Bake brings it home. Meals and sides prepared, ready to heat and serve. We've even thought of the little things like local brand seasonings and sauces, assorted drink mixes, dips, and desserts. The Market at Log Cabin, a quarter mile north of the intersection of I-20 and Highway 33.
DBAT Monroe is the premier baseball and softball training facility in the country. DBAT has cage rentals with pitching machines that use real baseballs and softballs to work one player or an entire team, and you can reserve a cage right on the website. DBAT has private baseball and softball lessons and over 50 camps and clinics. Ask about spring break and summer camps, college camps and clinics too, with top coaches from around the country. For the latest info, go to dbatmonroe.com. That's dbatmonroe.com. DBAT Monroe, 2511 Washington Street.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tom Sawyer on the radio. We're back talking sports on ESPN 97.7. Big Rude in the building. We're gonna grab. You got to get on. You got to pick him up, man. Shouldn't have walked out.
Oh Lord, what am I doing?
We got Big Rude here, Rodney Lloyd, former Bulldog. What was your last year to play, Rodney?
I was at Louisiana Tech between 1994 and 1998.
Okay. So you played with both Jason Martin and Tim Brittain and Troy Edwards.
Sure did. A lot of great players. Jason Armstrong, Cedric Williams. We had a great time. Jerome King, another West Monroe Rebel.
Yep. I remember one practice. He brought up Cedric. I remember one practice. Troy throwing a block. It's practice. Throwing a block. Sid was running a post or a fly. I don't remember which one. But anyway, he was running downfield, and defensive back was coming up on him, and Troy threw a block. And, you know, Troy, he didn't have a problem talking.
No, Troy could talk at any time. But one thing about Troy was he bagged it up.
He did. And he
100% of the time. Troy was probably, you know, 100% engaged at all practice. You know, and it paid off. It got him to where he needed to be at.
Yeah. And Troy got taken out by a DB one practice too, and he got up clapping.
Yeah, he embraced the competition when it was given. Yeah. He really did, because it brought out the best in him.
What are some of your I just jump right into this, but this is Rodney Lloyd, played at Tech from 94 to 98, and he is the principal at Riser Middle School, the host for tonight's press conference. Let's deal with this first.
Okay, all right.
You know, DJ's got tons of ideas about, you know, getting involved with the community and and helping kids and being a part of kids' lives. What was your first thought when he came to you and wanted to do this battle?
Well, you know, Coach DJ is one that he can step outside the box. And when he first came to me about it, I'm like, seriously, Junior High? And, you know, the more and more we sit down, the more and more that we thought about it. We generally play the game every year anyway. But what's different this year, we had a trophy made, and we decided to have this press conference night. And what we're trying to do is get both communities involved. And by getting both communities involved, we feel like, you know, we can, instead of having this the first annual Battle of the Rs, it'll lead to second annual on down to third and fourth and fifth annual Battle of the R games.
And what are you looking for from this game for your kids and your community?
We're just looking for the community to come out and support the kids on both sides, whether it's Rising Middle School, Richwood Middle School, just Washoe Parish in general. You know, this is a phenomenal school district to work for. We're great, led by a great leader, Dr. Don Coker, you know, and Dr. Coker believes in, as well as the parish, in making sure that kids not only excel within the classroom, but they have opportunities to excel with the extracurricular activities as well.
Okay. And, you know, we're going to have, we had the AD from Richwood on
yes.
a few minutes ago. We got you on. We're going to have.
And we have the principal from Richwood Miller in there as well.
Absolutely.
I can get him on too.
Oh, yeah, we will. And then we got some players.
Right.
So
right.
they're going to get some exposure that junior high kids usually don't get.
Right.
What do you hope they gain from that? You know, from this whole experience, really?
Well, I'm hoping that it keeps them focused on the importance of education. You know, like you said, I was blessed to play at Tech for 4 years, but it was the education when the ball game and the knee surgeries and all that in that kept me going. So, you know, we are blessed to have some athletic ability, but I'm hoping, you know, sports will create an avenue for them to continue their education.
Now, DJ, like you said, he's pretty much always thinking outside
the box. He's outside the box at all times.
I mean, I don't know if he's ever.
I love him for that, but he is, right.
I know he's got some goals and everything, and he wants these communities to come out. Obviously, anytime you get the communities coming out and supporting something and you can continue it each year, might lead to a little financial benefit as well. There's bound to be things. Again, Washita Parish is a school district that
doesn't have a phenomenal school district.
Yeah, doesn't have a ton of money. They give you what you need, you know. Mm. And more and more, my wife's a teacher, so I know how teachers dig
right.
into their own pocket sometimes.
Mm.
But how can this benefit? You know, not necessarily today or next week during the first game. But how can this benefit the school?
Well, like I was saying earlier, you know, you hope that the tradition grows throughout the years, you know, and that's one way that it can benefit, you know. It, you know, time tells it all. So if the community comes out and support it well tonight, you know, maybe next year when it's over at Richwood, it will grow into even a bigger success and it will continue to grow throughout the years.
Well, I'm hoping to hear one day at a Washita or a Neville football game or a West Monroe football game, somebody talk afterwards about, you know, it all goes back to that battle of the R.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that myself.
That's,
I really would.
That's when I learned how to focus and realize that we're, you know, it's mm-hmm. not, it's not just getting out there and playing
right.
hard, but sometimes there are
yes.
things to play for.
And this is good for the kids. Like I said, generally, you really don't see a lot of this until high school, maybe college.
Yeah.
You know, and to be doing it in middle school is a great exposure for the kids.
All right. Well, Rodney, okay. Now, let's get back to Tech a little bit.
All right, let's talk about those Bulldogs.
We had Coach Ed Jackson on
about
a month ago.
Ed was my coach.
Yep.
I love that man.
I'm going to tell you, is there a better man? I wish he was still a D-line coach and everything, but is there a better person?
Than Ed Jackson? I don't know if it
yep.
is. I don't know. I'm who I am today because of Ed Jackson.
Well, you know. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to remember his title now. He's the character coach.
Right, right.
There's not a better person for that.
There's not a better person for it.
He's always been real. And
yes.
if you watch his daughters, I mentioned this to him on the air.
Five fine young girls.
And
outstanding
never,
girls.
In
right.
public, they walked a straight line.
That's right.
And I told him he could have my kids for a little while if they mm-hmm. come back like that. But
you know, Ed was one of the few position coach that playing a game meant one thing to him, but who you were and the character and the man that you were off the field meant more than the actual player that you was on the field.
Yeah.
And we all knew that. So we all knew that when we played for him that we had to set an example on and off the field that he would be pleased by.
Yeah. Along with you, some of my favorite defensive players, some of them just for their names, but like
we have one great one there right now that was a student of the year here, and that's Xavier Woods.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a Rising Middle School student.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Yeah, DJ did mention that.
That's right. That's right. So he's one of our great ones that are there now. But Tech has had some great defensive players throughout the years.
Remember Keith Washington?
Keith Washington played right beside me at defensive end. A little bit older.
Yeah.
But he did play when I was there. Steve Johnson, defensive
oh, yeah.
end, played when I was there. Still keep in touch with him. Otis Pitts, Jared Procell, you know, I can lane the whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gamel Cooper, middle linebacker.
But let me ask you this, though. And this has been my, you know, running joke for years.
Right.
You know, not joke, really, but Gary Croton was a great human being.
Great, great, great human being.
And a great offensive coordinator.
Great offensive coordinator he was.
But don't put him as a head coach where he's got to be responsible for the yes and no's on the defense,
right,
too.
Right, right. Coach, here's the difference when I was there at my time. I will say this. Joe Raymond Peace, let me go to him. Players coach. Players coach. Coach Peace, you won't find a better man that cares about the well-being of the players. Now, the success comes in when Coach Peace bring in Gary Croton as the offense coordinator. Coach Croton was more of a X's and O's guy. Not so much a player's coach, but a X's and O's guy, you know. And that was the trend when I was there. You know, we had Coach Croton who really came in, did a phenomenal job. You had Coach Peace that was going out that turned it over to Coach Croton. But, you know, I think the time spent there was really great. I think that we had some great coaches that, you know, even though when Coach Croton, who was focusing so much on the X's and O's, you had an Ed Jackson there. You had a Conroy Hines there. You had other position coaches that really did a good job on focusing on the players and what we needed at that time. But, you know, Coach Croton, he's had success as offense coordinator. You know, he had a lot of success as offense coordinator.
And you got two other assistants during that time who've gone on to be big-time head coaches.
Clint Conk,
yeah, Bronco Mendenhall.
Right. Bronco Mendenhall was there for a year as the defensive back coach while I was there.
Yeah, and he went on to be head coach for a long time. BYU.
Right.
Won some bowl games, and then he left, and I can't remember where he went now, somewhere on the East Coast.
Right.
I can't remember, but there's some guys that have come through there.
Oh, yeah, it's been some great coaches.
Pete Carmichael, who's been at the Saints now for 10, 11 years.
Carmichael was there at the time as a GA, but he's done really well as the quarterback coach in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, Rodney, I appreciate you stopping by, even though you didn't have much choice.
Well, I appreciate you having me here tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to take another break, and hopefully I'll have somebody else come out and join me.
All right.
Rodney,
thank you.
Good
team.
You,
all right.
We're listening to Talking Sports, ESPN, 97.7 FM.
Wake up to local sports talk. Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, presents The Morning Drive with Dietrich and White, 7 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Also brought to you by Toyota of Ruston and Car King in Monroe on ESPN 97.7.
Have you heard about the hottest new tires called Mudder-in-Laws? Well, the first place in the area to get them is Trax Motorsports. This is Mandy, and we're taking orders right now. So come by Trax Motorsports on Cypress Street next to Burger King in West Monroe.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Want to know everything that's going on inside Tech Athletics? Tune in to Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN. Host Jonathan Ford, publisher of BleedTechBlue.com, talks with coaches, players. He has the inside scoop, and you can too. Bleed Tech Blue, sponsored by Trenton Interiors & Company, inside the historic Rogers Furniture Building in downtown Ruston. Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN 97.7.
Play for your share of $100,000 in this weekend's free Week 2 contest at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Use code HUDDLE at DraftKings.com now and play in this weekend's free $100,000 contest. No deposit required. That's HUDDLE to play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Wake up!
Did you know? Wake up and hear what you've been missing.
It's the Nick Brown Show. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 97.7.
Follow Nick on Twitter, Facebook, and listen online at ESPN977.com. Wake up.
Join us this Saturday.
It's the Nick Brown Show, 8 to 10 a.m. Saturdays on ESPN 97.7.
I'm Chef Alon Shaya, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a three-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. This segment brought to you by Greg Phillips State Farm Insurance of Ruston. Like a good neighbor, Greg Phillips is there. Look for Greg Phillips State Farm next door to Red Peach Radio and off of Monroe Street and right across the street from the Ruston Police Department. I'm joined right now by Richwood Middle School head coach Orlando Fremont. Coach, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm good. All right. I don't, you know, no pressure with Big Roo sitting out here watching you or anything. But
oh yeah.
talk to me about this game. You know, Coach DJ came to me talking about it and everything, and obviously you guys had several meetings,
right?
And got to figure this out. What did you think when you were first approached about it?
Well, first, I don't want to take credit for being the head coach. We're going to leave that with Coach LaBelle Wilson. I'm actually the principal at Richwood Middle School.
I'm sorry, principal.
That's okay. But I was excited to hear about it. Of course, Coach DJ first approached my athletic director, Coach Schaefer, about it, and he brought it to me. And I thought it was an exciting opportunity for all of the kids. Matter of fact, I was thinking, man, why didn't someone think of this when I was in middle school?
Right.
To get this much exposure and attention as a middle school kid has to be very exciting for them.
Absolutely. Now, DJ and I talked about this multiple times, and his goal, other than exposure for the kids and all that, is to get both communities involved. He wants right. the Richwood people sitting at the ranch next
right.
week, and then he wants Mustang followers heading over to Richwood next year.
Yes, sir.
What are maybe some of your goals? What are you looking to get
out of this? They are similar goals. Anytime we can bring communities together and establish any type of camaraderie ship among the communities or other people, I think that's always a great thing to do. Mr. Lloyd, the principal here at Rising Middle, want to thank him for allowing Richwood Middle to be here. But he and I we are friends. So we'll be rivals tomorrow, but we are good friends, and we want the community to reflect our relationship. Lord and I help one another in being principals, and we share ideas all the time and trying to do what's best for the school. And so we would definitely love for the two communities to reflect the relationship that we have with each other.
And what are you my question is Rodney going to pull a Jerry Jones and walk out on the sidelines tomorrow or next week and start saying, hey, look, you know, let's check this play out?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely more of a Jerry Jones than I am. You know, he's a big guy, man. Big guys can be bullies at times, you know. But I know Mr. Lloyd has a lot of coaching experience, and from my understanding, he was a good player as well. So I'm sure he'll go out there and give his team some, you know, plays and some ideas that might help him out on the field.
Yeah.
So
he made it out of Faraday and he survived. So he's one step ahead of the game.
Yes, sir.
How did your coaches respond to all this?
Well, I think all of them just about are in there, and you know, usually on Wednesdays most of us are in church.
Right.
So just, you know, the presence of them being here and. Just seeing them respond to the children, you know, answers to the questions in there and the way the crowd is in there, I could tell that they are just as excited as the kids are. And so I'm happy for them as well.
Right. Is there a good Richwood crowd in there?
It's a good Richwood crowd in there, actually. Of course, next year we'll have a great crowd at the Wood like they have here. But the turnout is great. This is an awesome environment and atmosphere. So, hey, I'm getting more and more excited the more we talk about it.
All right.
Well, tell me, you also not are, you're not only the principal at Richwood Middle, you've got another vocation as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am the pastor of New Covenant Christian Center Church. A lot of people have asked how you do both, wear both hats, you know, pastor and principal. And I tell them a lot of times pastoring is what helped me principal, you know.
Right.
Much prayer is needed a lot of times. But they're in the same community. I think my church is maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles from the school. And a lot of my students and a lot of the parents actually attend the church. A lot of my workers attend the church. So it tends to mend and put things together in one perspective for me. So it's a blessing. A lot
of shepherding at both.
Yes, sir.
All right. So tonight, are we gonna try to fire everybody up in there and get them prepped for next week?
I tell you, that crowd in there doesn't need any help. They are fired up. I know tomorrow at school, you know, it'll be pretty tough keeping the kids calm and keeping them focused on the schoolwork. So I'm just ready for 5:30 to get here tomorrow so they can release this energy that they have, and we can hopefully be victorious and get back to the academics.
That's right. The game's tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking next week.
Oh, no.
I got this all wrong.
Oh, yeah. We're within 24 hours away from the big battle.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm sure both schools have a nice spot cleaned off in the trophy case.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for the R.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Orlando Fremont, principal at Richwood Middle, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Yes, sir.
We're going to grab another break here, and when we come back, more Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7.
It was a tough time.
I didn't know what to do.
You gave me hope.
You fought for me.
You treated me like family.
Now we say thanks.
It's good to know we can count on Bobby.
I'm attorney Bobby Manning. If you've been involved in an accident, don't delay. Call me today.
Attorney Bobby Manning, office in Monroe. Call 324-1411.
Train like a pro at ProSource Speed and Agility Academy, located at 1410 Natchitoches Road in West Monroe. Join us for classes age 5 and up, adult boot camps, and personal training with certified speed coaches. Grand opening is October 3rd at ProSource Speed and Agility Academy, 318-348-9603.
Shop the market at Log Cabin. Just grilling? We have seasoned ribeyes, hand-cut steaks, marinated boneless stuffed chicken, boudin, and more. Love those cabin favorites? Take and Bake brings it home. Meals and sides prepared, ready to heat and serve. We've even thought of the little things, like local brand seasonings and sauces, assorted drink mixes, dips, and desserts. The Market at Log Cabin, a quarter mile north of the intersection of I-20 and Highway 33.
DBAT Monroe is the premier baseball and softball training facility in the country. DBAT has cage rentals with pitching machines that use real baseballs and softballs to work one player or an entire team. And you can reserve a cage right on the website. DBAT has private baseball and softball lessons and over 50 camps and clinics. Ask about spring break and summer camps, college camps and clinics too, with top coaches from around the country. For the latest info, go to dbatmonroe.com. That's dbatmonroe.com. DBAT Monroe, 2511 Washington Street.
I used to smoke about a pack to two packs a day. That really put a strain on my pocket. That's why I really needed to find something to help me out.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I was like, you know, this may work.
I hop in the car. I have a cigarette. You know, wake up in the middle of the night with an asthma attack, hit my inhaler two times, come outside, and have a cigarette. It was really bad.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I've tried everything. I've tried the patches. I've tried quitting cold turkey. I've tried the gum. I just needed a person to talk to, somebody who can relate to me. She was just really supportive, and I was telling her what was going on. She was telling me different things that I could do to help with my stress. I would recommend the Quit Line because the support, the counselors, you know, awesome. Awesome people.
They called just when they said they would. They really wanted to talk you through everything. They wanted to know how I was doing. I'm definitely not coughing as much. I feel healthier.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Get me singing on here now, Tabor. Make everybody turn the phone off, the radio off.
All right, so we've spoken with briefly with Coach DJ Davis. We had Big Roo, Rodney Lloyd, the principal at Riser Middle School. We've had Orlando Fremont, the principal at Richwood Middle School. We're hoping to get the head coach from Richwood here shortly. They're still getting it. They'll tell you what, that crowd inside those doors, they're having a ball. But Rodney Lloyd here during the break. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, guys. Rodney was talking about some of the other things that were going on during his time at Tech, talking about some of the receivers, you know, Delwin Daigh and Troy Edwards, Big Sed. I remember Tyler Lassane, fullback, scored a couple of touchdowns and extra and two-point conversions in a couple of games. Just a lot of good guys. Big Rue was showing some pictures of his playing days. Of course, he carries them around with him on his phone. But we're hoping real quick here to get the Richwood coach over here. We're going to go here in just a few minutes. Matter of fact, why don't we do that now, John, if you'll try to get Anna. We'll get a report from our student reporter from Delhi Charter and see what's going on with them. They had a big win week one, and they lost this past weekend, but they were playing up again. So we'll see what's going on with them. But we are, again, live at Richwood Middle School. The excitement here. We got the TV station. We got the newspaper. I think the news star's in there. We're here live. These kids are getting excited. The game is tomorrow night. And after all of this, after these parents and fans and principals and coaches hyping everybody up, they got food in there too. So I know about 7 o'clock, I hope there's some left. So DJ better be saving me some. But we're going to go right now on the Car King hotline to Anna Raley at Delhi Charter. Anna, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Welcome to the program, Anna Raley. She's our student reporter from Delhi Charter. The Gators had a tough game this past weekend.
Yeah, we did, but we did play a good first half, but then we just had some struggles in the third quarter. But I think that we did play all right for the first half.
All right. Well, playing up in both first games to a higher league. What's in store this weekend?
Well, we're playing Mangum, and they're 2A, and we've played them every year for as long as I can remember. I just think if we play to the best of our abilities, that we do have a good chance of beating them.
And what was what happened in last year's meeting? I know Coach Raley told us last week, but what are your recollections of last year's game?
We were down 14 at halftime, but I think this year, though, we're just going to be ready to beat them, and we don't want to lose again.
Anybody hurt for this game? Y'all got everybody at full strength?
Yes, sir, we do.
All right, so the first two weekends were against 3A teams. Mangum is a 2A team. Delhi Charter is a single A. Now district starts next week, is that correct?
Yes, sir, against Delhi. So we're going to be playing across the tracks.
Across the tracks. Delhi Charter against the Delhi Charter Gators against the Delhi Bears. And what are you looking for? How's Delhi doing? You guys going to be ready for them?
Oh, yeah, it's always a fun week because most of the people who go to our school are friends with people who go to their school. And so it's always just a fun rival against teams in the same town. It's always a good game to look forward to.
All right. Well, I know there's a little rivalry between you guys and Mangum, too, both of you in Richland Parish. So I'm sure that plays a little bit into the preparation and the excitement for this weekend's game.
Yeah, it does, because I know it definitely gets the boys fired up to want to beat somebody in their, like, hometown or in our parish.
All right. Anna, thank you so much for joining us. It's your first week here. We'll be back in touch, and good luck to the Gators Friday night.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we have a little bit left here on Talking Sports, 97.7 FM.
Wake up to local sports talk. Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, presents The Morning Drive with Dietrich and White, 7 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Also brought to you by Toyota of Ruston and Car King in Monroe on ESPN 97.7.
Carries all the four-wheeler accessories you need at the lowest prices around. This is Mandy reminding you to get your bike from the dealer, then come see us. Trax Motorsports on Cypress Street next to Burger King in West Monroe.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Want to know everything that's going on inside Tech Athletics? Tune in to Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN. Host Jonathan Ford, publisher of BleedTechBlue.com, talks with coaches, players. He has the inside scoop, and you can too. Bleed Tech Blue, sponsored by Trenton Interiors and Company, inside the historic Rogers Furniture Building in downtown Ruston. Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN 97.7.
Play for your share of $100,000 in this weekend's free Week 2 contest at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Use code HUDDLE at DraftKings.com now and play in this weekend's free $100,000 contest. No deposit required. That's HUDDLE to play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
I'm Chef Alon Shaya, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a three-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
Tabor is kicking it with the music tonight. Werewolves of London. Man. We are live at Riser Middle School for the press conference for the Battle of the R. You can go to our Facebook page and look at pictures of some of our guests tonight. I'll have an updated picture of the trophy, the R. Like I said, it was handmade. Someone made it for them. Someone in the community made it for them. It's got a built-up wooden platform and a huge R on the top, and it's painted half red and half blue to represent both schools. And the winner gets to take it home and keep it till next year. So those guys are ready for this game tomorrow night, 5:30. And they'll be here at the ranch off of New Natchitoches Road here in West Monroe. Come out, see the game, just feel the hype. Right now they're in the gym. One of the either cheerleader squads or dance squad is out there performing. Just a lot of excitement surrounding this, and that's good. Two middle schools, you don't usually see it. This community gets to get involved. They're able to get involved with this. These players get some attention they've not gotten before. They had players here to speak to the media, speak at the press conference to the fans, getting some exposure. And there's some kids that have come out of these schools, out of Richwood. I can't name very many coming out of Richwood. I know several basketball players that have come out of Richwood. Mr. Basketball in the state of Louisiana a couple of years ago. I can't even remember his name. I just know we called him Monster. Used to work out at the same place that he did. And
monster is all they called him, went to Alcorn State. But DJ Davis played at Riser Middle School, went on to play at NLU. Xavier Woods, who just is at Tech, is in his final year at Tech. He's a Riser Middle School alum, went on to play at West Monroe. So these kids, they play here, they play at Richwood Middle, and all these kids at these middle schools end up going on to do something else, whether that's play football somewhere else, or they, you know, finish in high school, go on to play college. We're hoping to get one more guest real quick. I know we only have a couple of minutes, but hopefully, I know that everybody's... Richwood head coach is on his way. I got 2 minutes.
Richwood head coach. 2 minutes.
And, but he's on his way. We may not have it just a minute. We'll be brief with him. Then we'll be out of here and back next week. Here's our good friend Cody Futrell is here covering this. Cody from the New Star, we've had on the show many times. Cody covering the press conference. New Star recognizing the possibilities for these communities in this endeavor. But DJ Davis. We're efforting to get the coach. I know that we're running out of time quickly. And alright, but that's going to be it for us this week. We'll be back with you next week. Thank you, John Tabor, for keeping us straight, and we'll see you next week talking sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
You've been listening to Talkin' Sports with Byron Avery, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Talkin' Sports, a presentation of ESPN 97.7.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com. Or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.